Hello, team, and welcome back to another Two Fat Brokers. I am Barney from Dubai.
Ben from Abu Dhabi.
And today we will talk about...
In a German accent.
Und today we will talk about Abu Dhabi und Dubai. Two markets, two trajectories.
Yes. What does the future hold for each one? And are they moving in step? Are they diverging?
I am going to say something quite controversial.
Please don't.
No, I've started saying it. I am concerned. I am notoriously a pessimist when it comes to just sort of real estate investment. I do it. I do it carefully. And my concern is that in 2007, 2008, people were buying full floor office spaces in Abu Dhabi, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah. You know, there wasn't an emirate that was safe.
Mm-hmm.
How much of Abu Dhabi's growth is an overspill from the mighty Dubai and its growth? And I say that because...
It's an interesting question.
I say it because, I mean, also Ras Al Khaimah. Yeah, it's going to have a casino.
Mm.
Woohoo. That's all it's going to have. How much of Ras Al Khaimah's growth has centered around the casino? And then everyone's gone, well, just plow money into it because we can't afford Dubai. And hear me out. My concern about Abu Dhabi, and I hope I'm wrong, is their population is still very much centered around government employees, government growth, government jobs. They are, or maybe are not, creating enough, or there is not enough creation of companies to increase the population to sate the supply.
It's a very interesting question. And so what I would say, and I imagine that Dubai has this as well. A lot of the off-plan projects in Abu Dhabi are being bought by, let's say, non-Abu Dhabi residents, whether they be, you know, people from China, India, you know, UK, or maybe even Dubai. Some of that overspill where people see, listen, Abu Dhabi is a good place to invest in, or the UAE is a good place to invest in, and I want to buy, but I'm not expecting to live there. I'm using it as a property investment. Because obviously, if you're buying off-plan with the expectation to live there, you're creating that population, because wherever they come from, they're going to go and live there. So there is that danger that, you know, the boom, particularly in off-plan, is being fueled by people who will never come and live here. And therefore, you're looking for the population from somewhere else. Now, in, I think it's 2024, they did the numbers. Abu Dhabi population grew 8.4%. And the expectation is, yeah, the expectation is that it will continue to grow. And there are, and partly, as you say, the government, you know, has traditionally been and probably will be for a very long time the major employer, unlike Dubai, a bit more entrepreneurial. But I think Abu Dhabi realized that, particularly in 2015, and it's taking steps, ADGM being the marquee, you know, example, taking steps to try and bring more international companies in to drive population growth.
May I now ask a question that I don't think we have ever asked before? The population grew 8.5%. What was the demographic of that growth? And I say this because it's something that I think about in Dubai. There's so much construction. There are a lot of labourers. They count towards the head count.
Absolutely.
So if 50%, and this is spitballing, I'm just pulling numbers out of the hat. If 50% of the population growth is from labourers who can never be able to afford a property here, what's the true growth? And what's the true net income of those individuals? And are they in a position to be able to count towards the desired growth for somebody who can rent a house in Hadaria Island?
Yeah, and it's a great point, particularly in a market. Dubai and Abu Dhabi are the same here, where construction is accelerating. You need more construction workers, for example.
And they count towards the
fees. So that part of the population will be increasing. Now, I don't know how you would split and differentiate that, but all we can see, particularly in Abu Dhabi, is rents are going up, right? Rents are your best barometer for supply and demand. You know, sale, you know, is a little bit different. It's a bit more kind of long term, and there's a lot more sentiment involved. But if rents are going up, and you can see rents going up, and I think rent apartment rents went up 14% in 2024, you can see that, you know, there are enough people coming in who can, you know, afford apartment rents, you know, that you know, it's not all construction workers.
Okay, so population went up 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
Rents gone up 14.
Yep. Well, apartment rents, villa rents were up 5.5 or something like that.
I'm glad you're giving out these numbers, because I do not know what these numbers are in Dubai.
And to be honest, it depends who you ask. Reports come out all the time, and they're all slightly different. But I'm quoting our version of the DLD at the ADREC report that they put out recently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say our, and again, I haven't read any specific report that's given me this number, just from my knowledge of the market. And again, you have to kind of homogenize all areas together to come out with this number. But I would say it's 2023, house prices are probably up around 22%. Property prices are up 20 to 22%. You know, rental values, I don't think have kept pace. So I think rental values have come down, just because, I mean, if you look around and you have investors who want to, you know, 2021, 2022, you could walk into a 7-8% net return on investment.
Mm.
Now you're lucky to be in 6. Average is probably around 5.
Yeah, yield compression's my fancy
yield
word.
Compression, I like that.
Yeah, so when we talk about Dubai,
what's your average rental yield average in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, it's been crushed. So you could got, you know, 7% net reasonably easily. Now, you know, again, we're struggling with 6 because probably prices have gone up faster than rents.
But let's say hypothetically, if you buy now, year one, and this is in a world where you can change your tenant every year,
which you can't.
Okay, well, in Dubai, you can't. You buy now, let's say 7%, rents are going to keep going up, so you'll get 18% more next year.
Yeah.
So you're going to be pushing 9.
Well, on your purchase price, on your capital value, on the value of that property.
I don't like capital values. I like what have I put in? What am I getting back for what I put in?
And that's actually very sensible. And I actually, you know, we're going slightly off topic here, but we get people who are selling properties all the time, as you do. And we're like, okay, so you're selling this property. What are you going to do with the money? Because you're selling an appreciating asset where, you know, the yield is actually very good, you know, compared to what you've paid for it.
Mm.
Why are you doing that? Like, what are you going to do with the money? And maybe they've got something very sensible to do with the money. Maybe they're going to invest in another property. Okay, maybe one that's going to appreciate more. Maybe they're going to buy a flash car, or, you know, spend it on a wedding.
Never but sell a house to buy a car.
That would be...
Our mother would have walloped us for the notion of that.
Turned over in her...
slippers.
Warm bed. But anyway, so to go back to the premise, Dubai, where are you seeing the population, the economy growth? What do you think Dubai's plan is for kind of like the near and far future?
In terms of what?
Like, is it tourism? Is it business? Are there some big projects coming out?
You know, yeah, I guess one of the big ones for me is the creation of DIFC 2. Which is being launched, yeah.
They're
doubling the size of DIFC. Actually, it's nowhere near DIFC, which is... No, it's right next door.
Oh, sensible.
which I think is more than doubling the size of DIFC. So okay. Obviously, from the UAE's perspective, we may be looking at ADGM.
Global markets.
Looking at you and going, no, we don't want you to have that much of a market share. We want more for ourselves. Perhaps. Competition is good.
Yeah.
So that is going to bring in a lot of financial institutions. You know, that in itself is going to grow. I mean, you know, I don't know how many people a bank, you know, recruit or employ, but, you know, I see that as probably the biggest driver of employment, specific individual driver of employment in Dubai at the moment. Hasn't been launched yet, but it's a well-known secret. I mean, in that respect, what else are they doing to drive businesses? I mean, you know, if anything, nothing's changing. The status quo remains, and the status quo is working
very
well.
They've been very successful at it.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, I think...
Maybe,
you know,
just carry on like that.
The invent of 9% corporation tax has not stymied growth at all.
Doesn't seem to.
5% VAT has not.
Have you paid your corporation tax?
We have. Yes.
Should have been paid in September.
Did not enjoy that. Yeah, but it is what it is. You know, you pay for the privilege of being here now. So that, you know, it was painful, but weirdly, having not paid any tax in this country for 17 years, I paid it and I was like, I'm all right with that. Which was a bizarre feeling. It was not a small
number. Dear father used to say, "Well, the more tax you pay, the more money you've earned." So he was a communist, but you know, he
liked other people to pay tax.
he had some good ideas. That's fair enough.
I love that. He would have laughed at that.
Yeah. See, Abu Dhabi is going well. I think, so this is part of it, Abu Dhabi is making a very kind of public and conscious effort to have these kind of mega projects. So on top of Disney, we've got all these museums coming out.
As well.
Yeah. We've got the Zayed National Museum coming. We've got the Natural History Museum coming. You know, we've got Harry Potter World coming. We've got the Sphere coming. Harry Potter, I mean, you know, you're a bigger Harry Potter fan than I am.
Oh, desperately.
But still.
I cannot wait.
The
3 points to Gryffindor.
The Las Vegas Sphere. We got this. I don't know if this is happening still, but we had an esports hotel in Ireland. You know, all based around esports. So you know, there's a massive massive push in Abu Dhabi for these kind of big projects, and also now, so ADGM has now taken over Ream Island. So I think it you know grew 10 times in size in terms of land area. So you know that's obviously a massive push.
You know what? I think would go down well.
What?
And if this gets launched in the next 2 years, I'm claiming it now because of obviously all of our millions of viewers are gonna think this is a great idea. There has been a huge increase in gaming. Right. You know, gaming is now a multi-billion dollar industry.
So I hear.
There should be some kind of, you know, mecca for gaming. Just think of it as not like a residential area, but, you know, you have all of these huge complexes for, you know, for Disneyland, and you have Warner Brothers Studios, and you have MGM. There's going to be, at some stage, one of these aircraft hangar size malls just designated for gaming.
Well, funny you should mention that, and odd that you would use the city Mecca. But today, I think, Saudi Arabia cancelled a contract that they had, I think, with the Olympics for the digital Olympics. So, like, the gaming Olympics that they were going to have. Yeah.
You throw a javelin at a computer.
They still have that. So Saudi Arabia has its own, I think, World Cup, and, you know, puts prize money on for, like,
big money.
Fortnite and stuff like that.
One of my friends has a team.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think Saudi were really kind of trying to position themselves as, you know, that, let's say, hub. Obviously, you know, it's very centered around the US now. But, you know, yeah. But, I mean, the problem is with gaming, obviously, you can do it from anywhere at any time. So it's very nomadic.
So why not do it from a tax.
Well, I guess you've got to get all of your gaming nerds there, you know, to.
And they don't like to leave their parents
to live
basements.
There. Yeah, exactly. So that's a problem. But I mean, I think it, you know, there's a huge amount of money in it. It's obviously a massive growth industry. But what you don't have yet are the celebrities. I mean, maybe
if you're into gaming, if you were into it, you know, there's some guy with a random name and purple hair who's like the deity.
Live streams his things on Twitch or
Twitch.
Or Venmo or something like that.
Venmo's a payment method, I know that. Okay. Can't get me there.
Yeah, and so Abu Dhabi also, you know, we're going to have this gaming hotel. I think it was an entire island that was announced a while ago. I don't know if that's still going ahead, but
they're having a gaming island.
Yeah.
Literally what I just said. I knew it was going to get stolen from me. I knew this idea that I had 10 minutes ago.
Well, maybe you copied it. Yeah. Yeah, so
Abu Dhabi's trajectory of Abu Dhabi is one of, I would say, trepidation, if I'm going to be honest, because they really have a lot of competition against Dubai to bring industries to your shores, you know, and
absolutely,
they're going to have to make it a lot more attractive, because I know, you know, there's there are two very different lifestyle choices at play here, right?
Yep.
Dubai is a lot more fast paced, apart from the traffic. You know, it is a lot more widely known across the world. Very few people know that from centre of Dubai to centre of Abu Dhabi is like an hour and a half from each other.
Took me 2 hours today, but yeah, sure.
That's because you got lost with GPS. So, you know, the argument would be, and we've said it in a previous podcast, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, why am I going to choose Abu Dhabi over Dubai?
Well, apart from the lifestyle choice, so Abu Dhabi is targeting some specific industries, things like tokenization and Bitcoin, crypto for their ADGM. So they have like quite advanced like crypto rules and things like that. And I think companies like Binance and things like that are going to Abu Dhabi. But yeah, and also. The regulatory framework in Abu Dhabi is slightly different around the ADGM and stuff like that. Obviously, the big one is if you're working with governments, you know, you want to be close to the government, or if you're selling to the government, it's also, you know, very handy to be there. But yeah, a lot of it's going to be, you know, lifestyle. You know, we're much smaller. We have a lot of like really, you know, cool attractions. Like I live pretty close to Yas Island, and we can go to Yas Water World and Ferrari World and, you know, and Warner Brothers, you know, whenever we want to. So, you know, the lifestyle is the big pull.
Okay. So it's going to be a family city.
I mean, it always has been, you know, like we say, it's much slower paced. You know, I assume we have more villas and more parks and more kind of family friendly, you know, entertainment.
Mm.
Than Dubai, which is, you know, like a real, well, also known for like, you know, having great parties and clubs and things like that, and, you know, and really, really high end dining. You know, Abu Dhabi's a little bit, you know, a bit slower, a bit sleepier, and, you know, a bit more government
focused. So His Highness Sheikh Mohammed of Dubai has a 2030 projection of, I think it's 8 million people. So he plans to double the population of Dubai.
Okay.
By 2030, so 4 years. It's December now, November now, 2025.
Okay. 20% a year compounded.
That is very bold statement. But that in itself, and I mean, we were supposed to hit 4 million. Well, we were supposed to hit the population of 4 million about halfway through next year. We passed 4 million about 2 months ago. Okay. So it's working.
Mm.
My concern is the infrastructure is going to struggle. But, you know, according to Gary Allen, who was on the podcast recently, 146 billion dirham road network upgrades. They're already building a huge flyover from the Sheikh Zayed Road to Emaar Beachfront, which is that peninsula of land just beyond the marina, which they've just built. Like, and I mean, they've shut the not shut, but squeezed the road network around there about a month ago. And they're already putting in the flyover. You know, I reckon another two, three months and it'll be done, which is astonishing.
I think they would invest more in mass transit. So obviously London, you know, they're, you know, put in the congestion charge. But there's always been that tradition of using the train, using buses, you know, having mass transit.
Which in Dubai works perfectly for 8 months a year. And then there's the other four, which is just too hot.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, is there something they could do around that? But yeah, obviously trying to get fewer people on the roads, having more buses and more taxis and, you know, whatever, you know, autonomous vehicles and things like that, you know, to try and ease that congestion. Because, I don't imagine that Dubai can take doubling the number of cars on the road, you know,
like a massive pedestrian hyperloop.
I mean, maybe, yeah. If you,
that's your jam.
It's like Mario Brothers. Maybe you could just have those tubes that you just drop in and pop out of another tube somewhere. That'd be pretty cool.
A giant game of snakes and ladders without the snakes.
Yeah, no, that'd be very cool. So that's the trajectory of Dubai, is it?
Doubling the population in
4 years.
It's funny. A lot of people say that Dubai based itself on build it and they will come.
Mm.
You know, and if that's how they've done it, I'm so excited to see what the next 6 years look like, because they're building amazing things, you know. And
what are they building? Anything that's noteworthy?
I mean, what I really like, I'm a big fan of Jumeirah Golf Estates. There's an argument about the people that live there, but we won't go into that. I'm really looking forward to Jumeirah Golf Estates 2. I think with the amenities that they've got, which is, you know, polo fields, golf course, you know, health and wellness centres that are you know, much bigger than we've seen before.
Is it being built next to Jumeirah Golf Estates?
Would you believe it is?
Would you have preferred it to have a different name? I hate it.
Why
when things are
broke
too.
The weird pool of names that they're allowed to choose to name these developments?
You
it's very strange.
It? Just
there's an Arabian Ranches 3, dude.
Really?
I think there's probably an Arabian Ranches 4.
So impersonal. So it feels like communist Russia. Oh, Tractor Factory 7. You work there.
Comrade. Comrade Mohammed. Yeah. Look, I mean, I think that's going to be a great community. There's another project. The old Jabal Ali racetrack. I always call it the camel racetrack, but it's never been. Well, maybe it has been a camel. The one. So there is a piece of land right next door to Emirates Hills, right behind the greens, which has just stood empty for the longest time. And they have camels there, you know, a camel farm. Okay. That recently, and the name of the company that has told us that there will be a project there escapes me. But that is the last super prime piece of land in the city. Super prime, okay. Right? It joins Al Barsha and Emirates Hills. It is 5 million square meters. Whatever they're going to do there is going to be, because, you know, it's super prime in an area that is typically 20 years old. Right? They're going to take new build concepts, they're going to take new town planning, they're going to take new residences and bring it to the center of Dubai. It's going to be so cool, and it's probably going to be really, 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 really expensive.
Well, that'd be good for you, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe. And also, there is a story, and again, it's a rumor. There's nothing to substantiate this, but there is a rumor that Jumeirah 2, which is typically a leasehold area, so you're only allowed to own property there if you are GCC national. Rumor that it will become freehold.
Okay. And what will that mean?
Well, that will mean that prices there will double, maybe triple overnight.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, so close to the beach, so close to DFC, to downtown, to the airport, you know, and
so there's
a lot of development.
There's not a market from GCC people to buy there?
There's not that many GCC people that live in Dubai. I think we've got about 300,000 or 400,000, maybe less, that actually live here.
Okay. Still seems like quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of the population. But as soon as that becomes freehold, 15,000 square foot plots, you can get them for about 1,000 dirhams a square foot now if you're a Khaliji, if you're a GCC national. That'll go to 2,500 dirhams a square foot like that.
Wow.
If it happens. And the things that, because the houses there are 40 years old. They will be wiped clean, and they will have amazing houses built there because, you know, that is, again, it's a villa community, which we're not building enough of. It's a great location, right by the water, lots of, like, amenities, shopping centres around there, very close to the airport, downtown, DIFC, DIFC 2. I mean, if that happens, I'm going to be very excited to see what happens there, what gets built.
Well, if someone had the inside track on that, they'd start buying up all those places, and, yeah.
How can you buy those places?
Well, I mean, you'd find a
need
GCC
to get a passport
friend.
First.
Yeah.
Anybody who can help me get a UAE passport, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll pay you back.
You're dreaming. So, I mean, so Abu Dhabi, a lot of the projects in Abu Dhabi look like they're focused very much on either tourism.
Yep.
Culture and cultural tourism, I guess, as well, and focusing on the specifically the finance sector. So that seems to be where Abu Dhabi is like pushing, you know, very strongly. You think Dubai's got a particular direction, or it's just kind of more of the same?
No, I mean, it's more of the same. I don't know of any specific demographics that they're focusing on more or less than they have done before. I mean, yeah, there was an area by Jumeirah Lake Towers that was going to become a crypto hub. I haven't heard much about that. But maybe that's because ADGM has obviously taken that torch and run with it. But it ain't broke, so don't fix it. From a Dubai perspective.
Abu Dhabi's also building, I think it's called Stargate or something, which is a massive massive AI data center.
It's not where you jump from one
dimension to another. No.
It was a great TV program.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I can't remember really what it was about.
Stargate,
pyramids.
Deep something.
Deep Space Nine. That's something else. Anyway, we'll probably not dive into 90s TV shows whilst we're here. I think we'll call that.
I feel like this has run its course, this conversation.
Yeah. So Abu Dhabi and Dubai still advancing, you know, different focuses for each one, but probably moving in lockstep, I think.
I hope.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We've been Two Fab Brokers. I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I've been Barney from Dubai.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us, by the way, Ben. It was nice to have you on this one.
Welcome.